Hey guys, this is Dan. I just wanted to give you a heads up before the episode started that we did have some technical issues while we were recording the episode. Namely, we were operating on a laptop instead of a desktop, so the battery was about to die. So we did lose the last few minutes of recording. However, we were doing plugs, so we didn't lose too much. So here's everything that you missed. You can find us online at bufferingpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at @BufferPodcast. And you can find us on iTunes if you search for Buffering, search for my name, search for Adam's name, or for any of our current or previous guests' names. And then you can also find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. I don't think we lost anything else, so that's all for now, and enjoy the show. Hello, and thank you for listening to Buffering. Today is, what is today's date? Today is January
4th.
It is the 4th. Mm-hmm. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
2012.
It is 2012. We've survived the new year, and yeah. I am Dan Whalen.
I'm Adam Erdman.
As always is.
Adam Erdman, yes. Adam Erdman. That's me.
And
sorry.
I mean, I know that we've already technically covered the break stuff in the mic check, which everyone should check out on bufferingpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
But how was your break, Adam?
It was awesome.
Since we had a week off from this.
Yeah, off in LA visiting my sister and brother-in-law, Zach and Kia, who are awesome. And, of course, the new puppy, Rascal. Best cool. puppy ever.
Yeah. And then with us today, we have Jack Lopp and Emily Dice. Say hello, guys.
What up?
Buongiorno.
How are your breaks?
Delightful.
Excellent.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, cool.
As Emily bumps the mic.
No, I almost took it down with me.
Oh, that too.
Way to go.
Before we start bantering, I have a couple news stories that I thought were pretty relevant because we finally have news again.
Hooray!
It took, what, three episodes before anything interesting happened in the news that isn't Netflix and people hating it. But speaking of Netflix, a statistic was put out that in the fourth quarter of 2011, so that'd be October through December, Netflix users watched 2 billion hours of movies and TV.
Jesus Christ.
In the span of 3 months, the collective
people don't
Netflix
get out.
Users, 2 billion hours.
In my head, my brain filled in 2 billion hours of Star Trek.
Right. Right. Because obviously something. That's all that everyone watches
yeah.
on Netflix.
Well, that's all I watch on Netflix. That's not true.
No. But jumping off of that, an individual statistic is the average user watches at least 1 hour a day on Netflix.
Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
I'd say
be it TV or
that's
movie.
Fair.
Not fair. Actually yeah. per day, but when you load
if you
it
stretch
up,
it out over a week.
Yeah. If you watch like 6 hours in one day, I
yeah,
know,
that. That makes sense, and yeah. some people really like to binge when they find
a
show that they like.
I do, especially on series.
Yep.
I remember one
How
Saturday.
How I Met Your Mother just got the 6th season, which now has just been released on Netflix for streaming. I was like, balls.
Yep.
But I have all of them, so I've
yeah.
been kind of super engrossed in yeah, How I Met Your Mother season 6, and I realized that I've seen almost all of these episodes as I watch them, but I'm making sure that the disc isn't effed up, so I have to watch them all.
and plus,
oh,
on,
that's what
on
you're
discs,
doing.
You get all the bonus features that you
it's
don't
true.
Get on Netflix.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is very
which
true.
Which is one thing that I really wished that Netflix would do, and iTunes would be really great if, on top of if you bought a season pass through iTunes. Sorry, the cord was getting stuck.
Yeah.
If you bought the season pass on iTunes, that you got also got some bonus features with it, because I would buy every single season of everything on iTunes rather than the other way around. Because that way, I love deleted scenes. I love outtakes.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be fantastic to have access to those without having to buy the entire series on DVD.
And see,
agreed.
For me, like, you are super into buying like season passes on iTunes and all that stuff. But really, for me, it goes back to just having a tangible copy that I
right.
can take with me wherever I want to. And it's also like that with, you know, I mean, granted, you know, with the Nook and whatever else that book thing is. I mean,
Kindle Fire.
The Kindle Fire, yeah, that's what it is. You know, I know that you can take them with you anywhere. But I don't know. I just like, I mean, I like turning the pages. I like having the physical disc. Yeah. I guess I'm just I don't know if that will ever go away from
me. Not only that, but you can like find on eBay or a pawn shop or something, you can find all these same like your favorite shows that you'd really, really want, you know, for maybe like $10 or $15. And realistically, like if you're going to spend, you know, some time watching shows and not obsessively like watching 2 billion hours cumulatively with the rest of whomever.
Right.
Then, you know, it makes about just as much sense and almost costs the same just to do that and like have those tangible copies and, you know, kind of have your own collection. And, you know, that's just me though. That's my own personal opinion.
Yeah. Me, if it's something that's really special to me, like if I have a deep connection with like the Star Trek or, yep, you know, or not, I meant Star Wars actually. Wow. Did I just do that?
Both.
Star Wars.
Real Housewives of Orange County, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
Beverly. You do watch both, so it's accurate enough.
Yeah, I do.
Very actively Star Trek Next Generation.
You know, Long and Prosper?
Oh, definitely.
Beverly. Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, I'm a badass.
I wouldn't say Beverly before Jean-Luc Picard, that's for damn sure.
No, but...
Then who is it? LeVar Burton?
LeVar Burton. Frickin' Geordi LaForge. He's pretty cool.
Who I was trying to think of the last time that we played Movie Bluff and it came up to Star Trek. Is I wanted to say LeVar Burton so that Matt would have to say Reading Rainbow so that Angie would have been screwed, but I couldn't think of LeVar Burton because his name is crazy.
I knew that that's what you were trying to think of based on how you're talking about it.
And he was like, but,
Though I'm also mad that I didn't come up with Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Yes. I knew that was going to happen.
That's either Will Wheaton or the three of us.
I could feel it coming.
Jellyfish. Yeah, haven't you? Yeah. Seen that? We're like big into that.
Kids at home, we did a fist bump followed by a jellyfish. That was your play-by-play. Explosion. Okay. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, the Bourne trilogy, the Jason Bourne trilogy. Totally clutch.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, I know, right?
Love it.
And at least proud. One of the Lord of the Rings is on streaming. I think it's Two Towers or Return of the King is on there right now.
I'm pretty sure those are theatrical versions,
though. Oh, well, yeah.
If you're going to do Lord of the Rings, you got to go extend it.
Unless you have a really bad attention span like some people like me.
I have both. I have the releases.
Yeah, so do I.
And then I have the extended editions.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. Now here's my point I want to bring home again, like with owning your own tangible copies. I kind of want to keep going back to that simply because I don't have it anymore. So like the whole thing is like, you like the Bourne trilogy, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You love it.
They're awesome.
I have a special lock. Like it looks like a safe deposit box that's got the discs in it and it's got a passport in there.
So you're like all totally geeked out over this.
Oh
shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Whereas, like, I haven't really ever seen them before, but I would have some things that, like, I absolutely geek out over, but you haven't. And so, like, with that, like, it encourages, once again, like, social interaction. And, like, I just had this big beef where if you have Netflix and you have all these things all to yourself and just total monopolization without any sort of, you know, conflict of interest, I guess, with anything financial or anything like that, like, you know, it once again encourages isolation, I have this huge beef with, and I just get kind of like almost upset with.
As I poke Jack Lob, though, I remember like loaning out things to friends. Like, I just got an anime series back from one of my best friend's little sisters after I gave it to her 5 years ago.
Now, whose fault is that?
Not mine. I texted this girl. I Facebooked this girl. I emailed her. I mean, and she's the sweetest girl in the world. And I love her. But I said, dude,
right,
if you ever want to see me again.
All forms of electronic communication.
True. You should have written her a handwritten letter.
Right. You should have gone over there and taped took a dagger and a note and stabbed it in her door. Just like Hook. Just like Captain Hook.
That would have been
Which
classic.
Is now currently available on Netflix streaming. Awesome. But I was going to say,
tying it all back together.
I have way too much shiny technology, but at the same time, I can upload anything that I purchase on iTunes, anything that I can bring that with me, and I can show it to people. I think that through Netflix and through iTunes, I've shared more with people than I did when I owned DVDs, because I can say, hey, check this out, because it doesn't take me time to go and find wherever it is in terms of bookshelves or if it's in a backpack or anything like that.
Okay.
It's like, click.
It's all there.
Here's where it is.
Okay.
Here's the scene that I want to see.
Sure. I definitely don't disagree with you.
No. It's that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah. It's that's the main focus is convenience.
Yes,
convenience and like consuming and having all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the word off the top of my head, but yeah, definitely convenience. I won't disagree with you on that one.
No, it's nice to have access to things and know that, you know, I'll always have a screen with me where I can watch stuff.
That's true.
And sure. All that, which is nice. But changing gears, Netflix has updated their user interface.
Again?
True.
What? Yes.
What?
Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Netflix? What now?
Thank you. Netflix has updated their user interface to the point where now they have two categories dealing with new content. One is new releases, and another one is new to Netflix. Okay. So this way, they can showcase the new stuff that they have on Netflix that's also recently out of the theaters, as well as the category of, here's everything that we've just picked up for the site as a whole.
I like that.
To the point where the Natalie Portman, Ashton Kutcher, No Strings Attached is already on here.
It's true.
Okay. So I have a question. I had left, like, I deleted my Netflix account maybe like November or something.
Mm-hmm.
When I left, that was kind of just at the same time when they were like separating the DVDs and
they were threatening
streaming.
To separate.
Yeah. And with the increase in price now, and they lost a decent amount of people, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no,
they lost a good chunk.
Yeah, and so with that, because the main thing that would just annoy the crap out of me is that I would sit there and like flip through stuff, and it seemed like the ones that I really wanted to watch, they didn't have. Now, have they worked on that? Have they increased their library? Have they really kind of focused on that? Because that was the biggest thing that turned me off.
They have promised to increase their library. They've made a lot of contracts that won't actually kick in till later this year, if not 2013, 2014. Jesus. I believe DreamWorks also.
Yep, definitely DreamWorks.
Thought that they were gonna.
No.
Kung Fu Panda.
Stars. I didn't watch all the things I wanted to.
You have a month left.
You still have a month.
It's February.
I thought you said
February.
Oh, I thought you said January.
February.
Yeah.
But like even the newly added Netflix is actually getting pretty diverse, where Office Space has shown up on there. So it's still stuff that is well enough in circulation where you're aware of it, but at the same time it's like, hey, how convenient that now I have access to Office Space, or there were a couple other Psych is on here now, which is
Psych's been on there for a while.
I'm talking.
Do they have
about,
Dexter season 4? Do they have later seasons of Dexter?
I don't think they've broken past 3, if that.
Okay, because I had to purchase 3 because I really wanted to watch it.
Yeah, the last time I checked, it they still just had 1 and 2.
Okay,
but it's been a little while.
Fair enough. Yeah, I know that was one thing. I really liked that show. They got me hooked.
Oh yeah, but I thought it was nice that they
Butcher baby.
That they have enough going on that they can separate it into new releases and new to Netflix, just to throw that nice plug in there.
Yeah.
But streamlining straight off of that is their first original series.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it.
Is starting next month. Everyone can start watching it. If you have a Netflix subscription, you can start watching it on...
Netflix has an original series?
An original series starting on February 6th. Starring Steven Van Zandt, who was originally on The Sopranos. He's also in the E Street Band.
Yeah.
And the series is called Lilyhammer.
Okay.
It looks fantastic.
The premise is that a mobster is in the witness protection program and is moved to Norway.
By his choice. I want to move to Lilyhammer. Because I saw it on the Olympics, and all the ladies were pretty, and there was a beautiful country, and there's snow, and
the women are beautiful. Yeah. I want them.
But it's jumping off
lots
point
of sunlight.
To a couple of their original series that will be coming. Lilyhammer is one of them. Arrested Development is in the works to start generating content. What we said, 2013 when we were talking about it.
They're gonna make a movie,
right.
Or is it 20?
No,
after the movie.
Coming back.
They're doing the movie first, and then they're gonna.
Is it Michael Cera? Is that his name?
Yeah, Michael Cera.
Yeah,
I'm
killing a bitch slap him. Is that bad?
I think it's the entire cast has agreed to come back for it.
He was the last one. I kind of wanted to smack around for it. It's like, just do it.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
He was so hesitant.
And then Kevin Spacey is also going to have an original series through Netflix.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name, and there hasn't been a lot of teasing about it yet, but. The fact that it's out there is something.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then the other news story that I had is Roku, which makes a bunch of streaming electronics, a lot like the Apple TV. But Roku, which makes this assortment of streaming media to the point where they pick up Amazon Prime, Netflix.
That's not what you did.
One more time.
I had to.
They make a bunch of different boxes that you can pick up, plug into your TV. You can watch a lot of different streaming stuff. I think like upwards of 40 different options of stuff to stream, so it's less limited than the Apple TV. Has come out with not just a streaming box, but it's actually a streaming dongle.
Dongle.
I believe that's the word.
I wish...
What is a dongle?
I wish that word had never come into common.
I don't know what a dongle is.
Gosh.
It's about the same size as a USB drive. It's a little bit smaller than my little keyboard thing. Where it's essentially, It's
Did
a
you
dongle.
Think about how you said that last sentence?
A dongle. Because
that just lent itself to me laughing like a 12-year-old. I'm done.
Dongle.
But yeah, perfect picture. Yeah, they're dongle.
Ah,
there it is.
Yes.
Looks like a USB drive, essentially.
It's not the size that matters, baby.
I don't understand that. Why wouldn't they just call it a USB?
Because that's what it plugs into. That's not what it is.
Oh. Oops,
the actual thing itself is called a dongle.
Touche.
But the thing that it plugs into is actually an HDMI port. But it's a very specific HDMI port that I wanted to talk about because it is an MHL enabled HDMI port. So,
is that the thing I have?
Yes, it's as convoluted as this entire concept is. Essentially, there's a very specified version of the HDMI port. You can just laugh as much as you want.
Did you have a dongle that you could put in her HDMI port?
Oh my god!
No, I don't.
He had to research it, and he realized that my phone is one of the few things that currently has use for it.
Dear.
MHL support. It's a number of Samsung phones, a number of HTC phones, a couple Samsung TVs, and a couple Toshiba TVs. But this MHL port will allow people to plug a very small device into their TV directly rather than having to pick up a box for it.
I'm okay with that.
And it's just how technology is continuing to get smaller and smaller, and this thing, you know, allows you, you know, it picks up Wi-Fi automatically. It gives you access to libraries upon libraries of music and movies, and it's the size of a USB thumb drive.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
How expensive is something like that, Dan?
I did not see a release price yet, but they average about $100 for Roku
appliances
products.
Okay.
I think someone I know got one for like 80.
So I'd guess somewhere between 60 and 150. Oh,
got a deal. Here's some
somewhere in that realm.
Cool.
And obviously you'd have to find out if your TV is MHL enabled. But if you look it up on, I found the list of supported stuff on Wikipedia. So it's the list is up
mine's
somewhere.
Not mine's like an off brand from like 2006. It's
mine's
awesome.
A Samsung from a year
Protron.
So it's possible. Protron. I mean, I'm rocking a Dell
I'm
TV
Protron
yeah
at
me
this
too,
point
baby.
So
me too.
No.
I'm pretty
Throw
sure mine will never have any support for anything like that. But yeah, so that's the news that I had, as long as it took us to get through that. But,
yeah, I'm glad you brought up Lilyhammer because I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, totally relevant. But yeah, the one thing that I wanted to find out is, has anyone been watching anything interesting on streaming or listening to anything streaming recently that's notable? To the point where I can say that recently I watched That Thing You Do.
Because
that's on there now, but I was angry because it was the theatrical, not the director's cut, where you find out that Tom Hanks in that movie is actually supposed to be gay.
Oh.
Is he really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. If you watch the director's cut version of that movie, totally gay.
That's cool.
Oh, man.
And it's just like one of those things where it was a meh, we didn't need it.
Huh.
But it was just kind of maybe come more on. Of the emerging West Coast
great movie
acceptance.
Interesting.
That movie is choice. So refreshing.
I love that movie.
It's such a fantastic movie, and written by Tom Hanks. I think,
and the tunes are written by Tom Hanks too, which is equally impressive, if not more so.
Right,
because he's not typically a musician, but he like wrote these jazz pieces. What the heck? Where'd that come from? It's awesome.
The one thing that I have to wonder, and I've never sat down and done this, how many times you hear that thing you do?
At least half a dozen, if not more.
Yeah, throughout the movie, like. Not just full length, but just every time you hear a snippet of it.
Yep.
But obviously they're one hit wonders, so that's what.
Right. That's the whole point. Like, I mean, that's funny because it's realistic because you hear it on like one hit wonders all the time on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever, wherever.
Good song.
Hey man, we're the Oneaters. not the Wonders.
Jeez.
But yeah, and they've added a big selection. I don't know how long it's been. It's probably been more than a month. But they've added a cavalcade of Bond movies.
Yes.
There are a lot of Bond movies on there now.
They've had a lot of recent releases, though, too. Like No Strings Attached was recently released. True Grit.
Yes, I saw that. And it at the time, I thought
both
I'm
of them
tired
are on
watch,
there.
But
the original and the
I've been
the renewed.
Really?
The remake.
Remake, thank you.
I've Jeff been Bridges. Wanting to watch True
Yeah,
Grit.
Jeff Bridges. I haven't seen either. So I thought I'd watch them both in a row. I haven't done it yet, but I just might.
Well, I definitely have been adding the Bond movies to my queue. I started to watch
Ironic that you said a queue.
GoldenEye. Oh.
GoldenEye, is that the one where...
it was made into the best Nintendo 64 game that's ever existed ever, except
one
for Zelda
Smash
Ocarina
Bros.
Of Time.
Quick question.
And Smash Bros.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that the one where the lady kills a guy with her legs?
Yes.
I've asked this question before.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
Xenia.
I've watched all of the...
on the top.
all of the
that was her
Pierce
name.
Brosnan Bond movies on there so far.
Because
those are the ones that I recognize right away and know that I can just get into or simultaneously walk away from it at the same time. But I haven't bridged back into the older stuff yet.
Sean Connery, baby.
As much
Sean
as I should.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is a
will always be the Bond.
My favorite Sean Connery quote isn't in any of the Bond movies, though.
Is it?
It's from Last Crusade. Indiana Jones and Last Crusade.
What does he say?
Well, he has a few excellent quotes from that one.
Anal bum cover for 300.
I never said that. Our situation has not improved.
Awesome.
Love it.
I just remembered my Charlemagne. Let my armies be the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky. After he downs a Nazi fighter with seagulls. Oh, man.
I need to rewatch.
One confirmed kill for Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Oh, another movie that's on there was one, Emily, that you and I wanted to see that was written and directed by that guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, it's totally on Netflix
happy
now.
Happy Thank You More, Please.
Yeah, it's the guy who's Ted on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
He wrote.
Josh Radnor.
Is Ted the good guy or is he the womanizer guy?
No, he's not Barney. He's not. No,
okay. He's the other guy.
He's
okay.
The guy with the hair, kind of like yours.
Delightful. I'm. Was it Ted, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, Ted. Got it.
Oh.
And the other movie that was on there that I really wanted to mention was the movie Kill the Irishman, starring Pulo of Rome.
Oh,
Ray Stevenson.
Titus Pulo.
And it's weird to see him with hair.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Hey, check out the guy with the mustache from the cover.
Oh, yeah.
That's Ray Stevenson.
Wow, that totally is him. But he looks better as Titus Pulo, I think. But he always still looks like, you know, a tough guy.
Yeah, exactly. And I really wanted to see that, so I'm happy that that's on there as well. But yeah, that's everything that I've found recently.
Nice.
I don't know if
you
have.
There's so much good stuff on Netflix right now. Really, there
I'm
is. Even if there's stuff that
again.
You can't find on streaming, there's always something that is excellent. Like they have all of Mad Men. They have
All of the Wonder Years.
The major, yeah, that's right. Oh, Full Metal Alchemist. Years.
Yes. Everybody. Yes. Full Metal Alchemist. FMA.
Fred there. Savage. Yeah.
I spent
so
like
good.
10 hours straight one Saturday watching all of that.
What else? They have all of How I Met Your Mother up through season 6 now, and they're on season 7, so good for them.
Yeah.
They, update. I mean, and I mean, TV series, that's a really nice thing to have on Netflix, because a lot of times people don't have, you know, they don't block out that section of, oh, it's Thursday. This show's on. I'm going to watch it. I mean, me, I don't have time for that anymore. I'll watch it when I get the chance to. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Netflix just bundles them all together, it's a little part of it for me.
System.
Yeah, and the thing that I think the industry didn't realize is how DVR kind of slashed that sense of, oh, necessity. My show is on. I'm not going to have any other opportunity to watch it until it comes out on DVD. True. Who knows when that's going to be?
I don't know how to use my DVR.
People, okay, I see your point.
Did you sign up for DVR? Because if you haven't done that, then you don't.
I might be wrong then. Never mind.
That's kind of the catch, is a lot of people don't even know that to have DVR, you have to sign up for DVR service.
I wonder if it's maybe just included in our package.
It isn't. Everyone charges everything for it because that's how it works. Coming from a telecom company job, I know that they charge you for everything. Even to the point where, what, Verizon was going to charge people a $2 convenience fee to pay their bill and
yes.
then backed out of it.
They were defeated.
Who is this?
Verizon.
Verizon.
Oh, really?
Jeez. Oh, and Verizon and T-Mobile and AT&T aren't merging anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Verizon was never in on that deal.
Yeah.
I just thought of the cell phone company that I have.
No.
And then I remembered that I don't have Verizon anymore.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry.
it was definitely Emily Logic.
Anyway, what was I going to say in that same vein?
The convenience fee or Bank of America, maybe, and their squashing of that?
I'm not sure.
Something?
Do continue.
Well, that's really all I was going for that, because realistically, when I watch Netflix, I fall into that same pattern of binging on the same few things,
yeah.
but at the same time being excited for any new content that comes out.
Yeah.
Or getting really angry that new content comes out that I just recently purchased on iTunes or what have you, and then having the streaming version available.
Right. I think most of the new releases that I see where I'm like, oh my gosh, Robin Hood Men in Tights is on here now.
It is!
And then,
yay!
Yeah.
Men in Tights.
But then I think, I'm just going to watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch Star Trek.
We are creatures of habit.
Yeah. Or Breaking Bad. Or...
Never seen that show.
Dexter. Oh,
you should just watch... Dexter. Watch the first episode of Breaking Bad.
That's like how you got me onto Mad Men.
Yeah.
Dexter. And I hated like the whole first season, and I watched the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm obsessed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They dress so dapper. Yeah.
I found out very recently... is that on iTunes, I'm
have a
verifying this
party.
Right now via my phone, so I'm killing
that's
time.
That looks like Steve Rosas. Oh,
is, was it Pan Am? Pan Am started this year, and they actually had their entire first season, let's see if it still is.
Did they make
yes, their entire first season of Pan Am is currently available for free on iTunes. So if you want the first 9 episodes of Pan Am for free in HD, you can download it on iTunes.
Holy crap.
I'm get out of town.
Question, though.
I mean, seriously, go on a flight. Pan Am one.
Is Pan Am continuing?
I believe so. I mean, based on the ratings that have come up.
I mean, I've never seen it, so.
I've heard extremely good things about Pan Am.
Me too.
Enough for me to want to watch.
I thought that it was going under.
I had predicted that it was one of them that had the potential to, since it was following the same vein of Mad Men, where it's like, oh, it's just going to be a copy like the Playboy Club.
Yeah,
people
more
love
of the
that
same.
Age, though. I mean, really, like the 1950s.
Which is really interesting. Like, why is that? Because it was so rampantly full of like racism and sexism.
But
and
you can totally gloss over that and ignore it, and you know, it's so easy to do because so many people at the time who weren't technically affected by this whole racism thing is an out of sight, out of mind kind of thing for them.
Yeah, exactly.
But
like
then what is so appealing about it then? Because with the whole Mad Men thing and the other shows, like what is it about that era that seems
it,
to
it
be
was
so
a
appealing?
White picket fence.
White picket fence.
So decade like
the
of
American dream that still
fashion.
Seems to be like.
Everything was clean and tidy and nice.
The fashion was amazing. Dude, I would love to go back and live in the 1950s just so I can wear gorgeous dresses.
Yeah,
all
I think there's that
the time.
I think the some of the interest there is because we do think of, when we think of that era, we tend to think of it as being nice and neat, and we think of it in kind of like these historical boxes where. Mm-hmm. Okay, there was the human rights movement, and there were hippies, and there was the Vietnam War, and
exactly.
all
so
this. But we kind
yeah,
of
you box it all together.
We compartmentalize it. No, that's
simpler.
Let me finish.
But
we let me finish, and but then as you start to dissect it, and look at how all these things are interacting, that's what adds intrigue to these shows, is because you know it's like you have these main characters, and then. So you learn about them, but then you also learn about how they're interacting with this environment, who they're meeting, what's going on at that time around them, and how they're interacting with those events. And it makes it come to life more, and everything starts to become more interconnected.
It's like a really deep Pleasantville.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that in.
Except, I guess what I didn't really realize about the 1950s is something that Mad Men really brought to light for me is the fact
that Mad Men takes
all,
place in the 60s.
Well, I mean, it's
so
well,
does Pan Am.
Well, okay, 1950s, 1960s. Anyway, it's that whole era of drinking and smoking to excess.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we're drinking in the office at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Like I was wondering about that.
Well, that had been going on for such a long time.
I know, but
was
I mean,
just a social norm.
But I mean, I feel like
we'll get
that,
your creative juices flowing.
I feel like that whole portion of the '60s is totally glossed over for those of us who weren't alive during that period.
I knew about that.
Oh, yeah. No, I felt like I didn't know about any of that.
Now, do you suppose that even now that's actually kind of how it is still? Like, for those in those similar positions, those similar jobs, like, do they still, you know, when they go out for lunch, do they still get a decent amount of alcohol? Do they still, you know, occasionally imbibe?
You gotta wonder. There's a stereotype about, I can think of a perfect moment in Iron Man when Gwyneth Paltrow goes in to hack into the computers and such.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's his name? The dude.
Tony?
No, the dude.
Oh,
why can't I think of his name now?
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, Jeff Bridges, thank you.
Oh,
Jeff
he
Bridges
was the crazy
in.
Russian.
Crazy.
No, it wasn't.
He wasn't Russian. He was
American. Oh, no, my gosh.
Yeah, you're talking about the first Iron Man.
Yeah, first Iron Man.
We always talking about
he walks into the office, and she covers up her little dongle. Again, dongle comes up.
Sorry.
But he walks over, and there is a drinks cart. And he makes a comment about, you know, Tony always keeps the best stuff
Tony.
For himself. Which, also, Tony Stark in all of the Iron Man comics is a raging alcoholic, so it makes sense for him to have it there. But even in a modern sense, CEOs are still expected to have that drinks cart, at least like the bottle of...
like some fine scotch or something.
Right.
Consistently, yeah.
And so there is still a presence in modern society. It's just that it's downplayed unless... they are at
secretive.
A ridiculously high level where they are above their own law.
Sure.
I don't know. I guess I just personally...
astute observation.
Like,
I'm the CEO. I'm above the law.
And what is that you're drinking?
Dan's drinking whiskey, of course.
Good call.
No, I guess... I don't know. I just found it really upsetting. Like, the whole...
Which part?
Too.
Was it the racism?
I mean, all
the masochism... The excessive smoking.
Well, I mean, all of it. The excessive smoking to excess, drinking
to excess,
the child abuse, the womanizing,
excessive
all of
hair
that.
Gel.
Shut up.
Excessively fashionable.
The fashion.
Well, that's pick up what a banana
Republic. The fashion is what kept me watching that show when I was angry with it.
Ah.
It was really going from the beginning of Pleasantville to the end of Pleasantville where you know, they thought, oh, hey, it's 50s, it's a nice town, everyone's happy. They go in, they find out people aren't happy, they find out all the backstories, they find out... So you are living the life of...
But see, at the same time, like, Pleasantville, we're talking, like, suburbs, oh, yeah. Sweet McGuire. Families, whereas, you know, Mad Men takes place in the heart of the city where...
And it's all adults. Not,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
There's no affairs Tony McGuire either.
All but that business.
It's about that time... So I figured we switch over to game time.
Yeah.
Game time.
Party people!
I'm so excited for this game that I've never played before.
Okay.
And we have special audience member Katie, who will be our judge.
Rocking IMDb for us.
Yep.
So the rule is you can do movies and TV. So if you can think of a TV show that somebody's been in, you can hop to that as well. Because we always forget to do that till about halfway through the game.
Right.
We play to 3 points. Every time somebody gets stumped, we change direction. Adam, you always start the game, so why don't you kick us off?
Sure. Let's...
Or TV. Does it go to me or does it go to you?
It goes clockwise first.
Okay.
So to me.
Okay. So let's start things out with... it came up earlier... Let's say the Bourne Ultimatum cast.
Okay, well, I haven't seen that.
Ha! You know one person.
Yeah, I know one person who's in it. So I'll say Matt Damon movie.
We Bought a Zoo movie.
Oh, so another
Team
movie
America that... World Police.
Oh, but that doesn't count.
Come on!
He technically didn't voice him. So.
Oh, it didn't. Okay, but it's just funny. Come on.
We understand the vein that you're going for, so we'll give you a second
chance
for this time around.
God, now I'm totally blanking on the movie I'm thinking of.
He's in like 100.
I know! Good Will Hunting?
Yes.
There All right.
Go. Now, do you want
cast?
Cast. Who else is in?
Another one on the cast of Good Will Hunting. That would be Ben Affleck. And I'm going to say movie.
Ooh.
Oh, I could be really mean.
Please don't. I know what you're thinking. I really don't want that movie. I don't know anyone in that cast.
So instead, I will. Ooh. Oh God, there are a lot that where it's. Right on the edge of stuff. So instead, tempting. I am going to try to think of something else, but I can't.
Huh? Oh,
okay, no, you know what I'll do? I will say Reindeer Games movie. So you have to name a different Ben Affleck movie. Take the pressure off of me.
Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Judges.
Jay and Silent Bob, he's in that movie.
Oh. No, but that's not the title of the movie.
Oh, you gotta say the actual
Jay
movie.
Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
We wanted to go for
a slight. You said movie now.
Grammatical error there, but okay.
You said movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will say The Town.
Ooh.
Cast.
Oh.
We're trapsing into a lot of new movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Town.
Crap!
Who else was in that one? You're bluffing.
You name somebody else who is in the town?
Me?
Yes.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Why?
You have to be able to back up your own.
Because if you can't, then I get a point.
It's true.
Oh, I know that part.
Well,
now you do.
You've learned.
Oh.
You don't know, do you?
Movie?
Too late.
So Adam has a point.
Matt Damon? Is he in there?
No.
No.
It was a nice try. So
they are in a lot of movies together.
Adam has the first point, and I started out for this next round.
Different.
And it goes to Adam first. So
I didn't know we had to back it up.
Also, so there's a little in... I don't think this has been explicitly mentioned before, but so there is a little incentive to bluff. If you bluff and get away with it, then you get a point.
Delightful.
Wait.
How can you mark that, though? Because somebody would have to jump up and say, hey, I bluffed, and that kills the speed of the game.
Hmm. Well,
because we never played that way because people have bluffed, but they never said anything about it because somebody else was trying to think of something.
Okay.
Yeah, they just get away with it, and they sit there and be happy.
Okay, never mind. Just a thought.
But I'll do another one that's been mentioned recently that we could do. Robin Hood, Men in Tights, cast.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Two. At least.
I'm happy it's you, Adam. Dave Chappelle movie.
Ooh.
No way.
Yep.
A good call. Dave Chappelle's Block Party. Does that count? That counts, right?
That is a movie. That is a movie. But you have to pick whether... Oh, you know.
I'm so sorry. It's the only other Dave Chappelle movie I could think of.
Really?
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I can't. So I'm going to give you a movie because that's like the best I can think of. I can't...
I've got two.
I'm sorry.
I guess he gets a point because I can't think of anything.
You can't?
Oh, yeah. It's
Bluff.
Fuck.
So Emily gets a point.
Wait. Hold on. He still gets to try.
He has to try and think of something that is in.
Yeah, there's one really obvious one, and there's one that you wouldn't think of, but I know for a fact that he's in.
I don't think I've seen him in anything besides Men in Tights. Fuck. Have I?
Oh.
I think you
I'm regretting the three beers now.
Anything?
You know, I'm drawing a complete blank. yeah, nothing's coming.
Okay, so what did you think of first?
God.
Maybe you forgot that we can do TV shows, too.
What? What? I didn't know we could
do
TV shows.
I mentioned that not five minutes ago.
Oh, I would have done that.
Dave Chappelle's show. I'm good. All right. Yeah, I win a point. Yep.
I would have also done Half-Baked.
Never saw that.
Oh, Friday. Like Friday After Next or something. Next Friday. Something like that.
I don't know
There's
if
a
he's
Friday
in,
movie.
I don't think he's in any of those.
No. He's not in one?
Judge says no.
Katie is our official.
He's also...
What is he in?
He's also in You've Got Mail.
Huh?
What? He's in You've Got Mail.
He's Tom Hanks' best friend.
Yes, he is.
That's right. I forgot.
I thought with the watching of Shop Around the Corner recently.
I totally forgot.
No violence.
Yeah, he hangs out with him all the time. So now Emily has a point.
Yay!
Yeah, man.
I win.
I keep losing. I keep losing. I'm terrible at this.
Okay, so I start again, and this time it goes to Emily.
Yay!
And I am going to say something. Another one that's been mentioned before, for fun. That Thing You Do. Cast.
Tom Hanks. Cast.
Who else is in it?
Oh.
Steve Zahn.
Ooh.
Movie.
Ooh. Pick me. Tag me in.
Ow. Ouch. That was a punch.
Ooh.
In my face. Steve Zahn. I have to think of who that is. Who is he? I can't remember who that is.
Bluff.
You're bluffing.
Sammy Silverman. Fuck you.
Also in You've Got Mail.
Bam.
Oh, my God.
1 point, okay. Jack Rob.
Yeah. Me, baby. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
That's a, he's one of those that guy actors.
Yeah, it's just like in everything, but you don't know it.
It's okay. Him and it's Sean William Scott, where it's always just kind of the interchangeable sidekicky
Sean
kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Zahn's in Got Mail as well, because he works with Meg Ryan in the bookstore.
Oh, it's him!
It's him!
Yeah, Steve Zahn. He's kind of my hero.
He was in that movie with... Oh,
he kind of sounds like this when he talks.
Yeah.
He's got like...
He does the own eaters.
In another movie.
So,
wow.
At this point, yeah. Emily has a point. Jack has a point. Adam has a point. I'm still yet to score because it's also yet to get around to me.
True.
But it's my turn to pick another movie, and it's Adam that it's going to.
Goals.
So I am going to go off the beaten path and try something fun and say Friends, cast. Oh. Start with a TV show instead.
Yay. Oh.
So you have a lot to work with.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Aniston, cast.
Who else is in it?
Courtney Cox. Cast.
Pause.
Can you think of their real names?
Real names. Yep. David Schwimmer.
There you go.
Ah, there you
movie.
Go.
Movie.
I like the movie. I'm going to say bluff. I'm going to call your bluff.
Who? Madagascar.
Oh, damn, that's right.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it.
Yeah, God, I totally forgot
almost,
about that.
You almost gave it away right
he
there.
He was trying to.
Oh, my God.
Emily has 2 points.
Move it.
It finally comes
back. I knew that, which is the only reason why I could say David Schwimmer, because I was like, I don't know any action movies that has Phoebe Buffay in it. What's her real name? I can't remember.
Lisa Kudrow.
Yes, Lisa Kudrow. I can't think of any movies she's actually in.
I couldn't think of her name without hearing her character name again.
Schmilke.
From Friends.
She was in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh, bitch, that's right.
They invented Post-its.
Exactly. So, I failed at...
Oh, that's right. She was the mom.
Yeah.
She's
the crazy
slept with...
So, Adam starts this next round. We're actually flying through these rounds... Kind of quickly.
Look at us.
Okay.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
So Adam starts and it goes. Yeah. Emily has two. Jack has one. Adam has one. I'm yet to score. Adam starts and it comes to me.
Yay.
Well.
Be nice.
Just because I like.
What? It's coming to him.
Are you rubbing your beard on the screen again?
No, I'm rubbing my mustache on it.
Oh. Okay.
More like massaging.
It's fun to play with. Sorry.
That's what she said. Anyway.
It's true.
So, Star Wars A New Hope, because I can't resist. And I'm going to say cast. Because there isn't anything else to say.
It's true. New Hope. So I'm going to go with Alec Guinness.
Nice.
Cast. I'll be nice. I'll be nice. I don't know. Even though I should just go for the kill and get a point anyway. Cast. Go ahead.
Go.
Carrie Fisher. Cast.
Thank you. I was like, man, don't do that to me.
Because I didn't actually know Carrie Fisher.
No, because, no, okay, now let me clarify before I go on. You can do TV shows, correct?
Well, you can.
But I picked cast.
No, I know, but
you.
If I were to say, actor.
Who's from, also done TV.
Right, who's also done TV.
Adam would have the option, if you said movie, to say a movie or a TV show that person has.
Does that include voice acting?
That does.
Okay.
Because Madagascar just fucked me in the ass.
That's true. It did fuck you in the ass. All right. So I'm going to go with Mark Hamill movie. Come on.
Movie.
Give me what I want.
Oh, dude.
Give it to me.
You have so much
I'm
going to
give it to you.
So
I'm going to give it to you. Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
Playing who?
The Joker.
Yes.
You know it. You know it.
Thank you.
He was. Yes, he is.
That was the last one he did was
Arkham
City.
Arkham Asylum.
Arkham City was the last one he did.
That's right. They released that.
So good.
But I'm not familiar. Ooh, wait a minute. Am I familiar?
Don't do that.
What?
No. I don't know. Movie.
Movie.
Keep it going. Mark Hamill.
Oh, come on.
And we've already mentioned Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, so I can't use that.
Wait, you can't mention something? I just
don't
mention
no duplicates.
But there are two other films.
Interesting.
Not that Mark Hamill has been in, though.
Yeah.
That are Kevin Smith. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about two more that Kevin Smith movies that he's been in, which never mind. But I am going to do a nice lob and say, yeah.
That's his name.
The Simpsons.
Is he really?
He was. He played himself.
Oh, nice. Makes sense. You could do that for like a lot of characters.
Realistically, yeah. But I'm also going to say
The Simpsons
movie
is just a can of worms.
And say
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
There you go.
Yay. Cast.
Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I got...
I wonder...
This deal is getting worse all the time.
Has he been anything else?
Yes, he has. He's been in a number of things.
Okay, well, I just gave it away anyway, so I don't know. So I'm going to go with cast.
Okay.
Lando.
Lando.
Oh, Lando covers that.
So
the one black man in space.
Yep.
The I'm going to say...
Son Colt
Frank
45.
Oz. Frank Ooh. Oz.
No, I know, but Frank Oz what?
Cast.
Oh, okay.
Got really excited for that.
I was all excited to say Blues Brothers or Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah.
He's in Blues Brothers?
He's in both of them.
What? When did he play?
In the original, he was the guy who gave... who was working at the jail, who was giving back all
No way.
Of, yeah.
Oh, nice. The guy with hey, the used right. prophylactic?
Yes, yep, yes, that's okay. him. And then in the second one, he was the warden.
Okay.
Because he moved up in the ranks.
Classic.
But somebody else who was in the cast of Empire Strikes Back. Well, yeah, that hasn't been said yet, but I wanted to see, you know, if I could get
pull
a point.
Something out of the hat.
No. Be nice.
Yeah, but I can't remember that guy's name, so I am going to say Harrison Ford.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah,
do
movie.
It. Do it.
Indiana Jones.
Which one?
And the Last Crusade.
Stop rubbing your face on the screen.
Sorry.
It's
addictive.
Cast.
Oh. Have we mentioned Sean Connery?
No, we have not.
All right. Well, then, I'm going to go with Sean Connery. Shuck it, Adam. I'm going to go with Sean Connery. I could totally screw you over and say Cast, probably. I wonder.
Could you? Let's find out.
No, movie.
Aw. But I really wanted to say John Rhys-Davies.
Oh, see, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. He said movie.
Yeah, so shuck it. Shuck
Indy.
It, Edmund.
Indy.
You're in there.
So Sean Connery movie.
Sean Connery movie. Awesome. So many options.
Mm-hmm. Preferably the one with...
Well, I want to keep this going, so I'm going to say From Russia with Love movie.
I will say Goldfinger movie to stick with your tangent.
Pierce Brosnan.
No, movie.
Oh, movie.
You have to say a movie.
And he also definitely
that
was.
Is Sean, that Sean Connery is in? Yes, he was in Goldfinger?
What?
Yes. Yes, she was.
I think you're thinking of Goldmember.
That would be Michael Myers.
No, I'm thinking Goldfinger. Really? I haven't seen it since it was in the theater.
You weren't alive.
You weren't alive then.
You're thinking of Goldmember.
You're thinking of Golden Eye.
Right. Golden Eye.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
The one we're talking about
so
is.
So what did you say?
Goldfinger.
Which used to be my ringtone
He's
for the longest
the man.
Time, but people were so pissed off because it had that. So. And people hated that in my office. So another Sean Connery movie of any caliber.
Still laughing about that.
Oh, I know this one. Sean Connery, you're in a bunch of films. Come on. Right?
Isn't yes.
it? Are yes. you seriously he's, going he... to get stumped on Sean Connery?
Oh, I know one off the top of my head.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
Goldfinger was really the only one I knew. That
you're
was
a lying
Bond
sack
film.
Of shit.
Oh! Oh, no. I don't
yes.
know the name of that one.
You're under something.
Maybe if we all do a Sean Connery voice, it'll help.
Or it'll jog your memory.
Well.
Scoff. There's a scoff on the screen. Sorry.
Oh!
Yes, you can do it.
Oh!
Yes, say the word.
Tip of my tongue. Oh, God. That one where he teaches someone stuff.
Wow. Oh, that one. Oh.
I think we have to put like 30 seconds on the clock if nothing happens.
Oh, fuck. Someone. Anyone?
What do you mean someone? It's on you.
Shay, another
golden. Excuse me.
Freaking
excuse me. Jack Lobb.
Yes.
Dongle.
That was mean.
Did you need to shay dongle? Did you really need to shay dongle?
I give up. I don't know.
I meant
to fluff.
The Rock.
Shay Moonraker.
Oh yeah.
Fuck! I hate that movie.
The Rock.
Is Moonraker a Sean Connery one?
Yes, it was.
Nope, that was a Roger Moore.
Oh, was it?
No, it was Roger Moore.
I was thinking of Octopussy.
What else is that man in?
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Balls.
That was probably the one word that you were thinking of where he teaches the guy things.
Yeah, what is it called? Do you know?
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No, it's the one where he teaches like someone who's black.
Oh. That was Anthony Hopkins.
No, it's not. It's Sean Connery.
It's about a writer.
Yeah, he's a but. He's like.
Oh wait, I'm thinking of something.
You're the man now, dog.
Finding Forrester.
Balls.
Look, he's wearing a scarf.
Good job, Daniel.
Punch
point.
The Yay! Keys for
okay,
God's
so
sake.
Emily has 2 points. Jack has 1 point. Adam has 1 point. I have 1 point. And it's Jack's turn to start, and it goes to Emily first. So, you have to come up with a movie.
I'm going to go with the movie Hook. Classic 90s movie. I'm going to go with... Cast.
That's the only option.
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman. Movie.
You had to branch out.
Yeah. No, I
there's so many people in that freaking movie.
I know, it's awesome. True. We can go back to it. We can tie back somehow.
Individually to people, but not by naming... Dustin Hoffman or
Dustin Hoffman.
So I will say The Holiday cast.
The Holiday?
Yes.
Jack Black movie.
No, it doesn't. It's not called The Holiday. It's just Holiday.
Jack Black cast.
The Holiday?
You can't. Why'd you? You dick. We can't do that. Cast. Can you go back?
To what?
He said movie, and then he went and said cast.
Did you say movie first?
He said movie first.
Yeah, I said movie first.
Then you said movie first.
Okay.
It's kind of like taking your hand off of a
okay.
chess piece.
Okay, yeah. Say your movie.
You'd have to say moo cast.
All right. So.
Movie.
Fair enough.
With Jack Black. God. So many terrible ones to choose from. I'm going to go with Tenacious D. And The Pick of Destiny.
I don't know any movies he's in.
I'm going to make it a little bit easier for you. I'm going to make it a movie. Although I will say that
Kung Fu Panda! Yes! Works.
There you go.
Cast!
Little known fact, John C. Reilly was in The Pick of Destiny as Sassafras.
Sassafras.
Huh. Sasquatch.
How about
Kung
that?
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda
oh,
cast.
Oh, and he's in School of Rock, really? Too.
I'm going to say David Cross.
Oh yeah,
from which movie?
Movie. Spice it up a bit.
Oh. I could have kept going with Kung Fu Panda. Cast.
Well, yeah, but I need to get a little bit more cutthroat because I haven't been. I've been nice.
Yeah, Arrested Development cast.
Ooh.
Go with Michael Cera.
He said resentfully.
Yeah.
Cast or movie?
I'm going to go with cast.
Who else is in Arrested Development?
You're a bastard.
I know. I'm bastard-coded bastard. Bastard filling.
Oh, I know.
Ooh, I got a good one.
I know her name. And I know. I know all of these actors, but I don't know their real names.
And she has kind of a hard name to know.
Cousin, ooh. He's in love with.
I got another one.
Balls.
Wait,
is he in love with her?
Bluff.
Who else is in it?
At P. You have two, don't you?
She does. So you really need to nail this.
Shit. can't.
Yeah.
I've got two.
It's all you. The spotlight is
so
on you.
Far, I have three so far.
You know, see, here's the thing. Is
I have four so far.
I gambled and hoped that Emily wouldn't notice or but think.
You gamble a lot, and it's bit you in the ass twice so far.
Well, I'm new to the game, and I've had a few
years. I know. I'm just letting you know for future reference.
Yeah, no, I totally, I don't know.
Yay! 3 points!
It's true.
Let's go to four.
And you were thinking of Portia de Rossi.
Yes! Oh.
And I was thinking of Jessica Walter or Liza Minnelli. Liza or you could even go as far as to say Ron Howard. If
did anyone see Jason Bateman?
No one said Jason Bateman.
Nope.
Who's the
no
guy with the mustache? And the never nude. What's his name?
That's David Cross.
That's David Cross.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so I hit him already, which I was going to... Yeah. Because she was in Cedar Rapids, right?
Aaliyah Shockett.
And she was in Whip It, and she was in...
Which I loved Cedar Rapids, by the way.
No.
Or no, not Raising Hope. She was in...
She looks a lot like her,
Saving
though.
Grace or Grace or something. It's like the first show she was ever in.
I just want to watch this movie called Bark Got a Roof.
Do you believe in magic?
The to-do list.
Bam, 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 bam.
So Emily won the game.
Yay.
Damn it.
She that did.
And I got on the board, and that's all that I cared about.
Wait, I wanted Emily to win.
There's a show called That's What She Said.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
But as we close things out, we'll start with Jack. Jack, do you have anything that's going on after Friday, after this coming Friday, that you want to plug? Any gigs that you have coming up that you want people to go to? Any gigs that you know of that you want people to go to that you're also going to? Okay. Anything like that?
Well, I do know that. I mean, it's a little bit of a ways away, but February 4th.
Reachable.
Santorini's restaurant in Eden Prairie.
Cool.
My cover band.
I love that restaurant.
We're going to be playing there. We played there a few times. Not to say anything, you know, not to toot on my own horn or anything, but we kick ass. You're saying Adam's been there?
They do.
I'm excited. I can
testify to that.
In terms of covers, could you give a genre or a couple bands that you can list off to give people an idea of what they're listening to?
All over the board, really. Like modern, like top 40 stuff. We can do some Motown, like Stevie Wonder, Gloria Gaynor. You know, we do some country. We have a country set. We have a more like rock focused set.
At Santorini, what kind of set do you imagine that you would play?
We would more so focus on like the dance and the rhythm and blues and the Motown and the funk stuff that really like, you know, like Car Wash, Love Roller Coaster, play the funky music, you know, kind of stuff like that. The Stevie Wonder tunes, you know, that'll get people kind of up and moving. That's typically what we play there. But because we get later on in the evening, we'll play some of the more rock tunes like the Hendrix and the Jet and the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. February 4th, Santorini's 9 to 1. We'll be there kicking ass and taking names. So come check it out.
And then are you on Twitter or any of your bands that you
We do
in?
Have a we have a Facebook page. Amy Jesus, it's super long. Just search Amy Loran and the Nonsense Doctors, and it's spelled AimeeLauran. So Amy Loran and the Nonsense Doctors. You can also search us on YouTube, Nonsense Doctors Band. You can watch some of us to kind of get an idea of what we're about.
Perfect.
So.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Emily, do you have anything worth plugging that either you are in or participating in or anything that's coming up soon that you may be part of producing that's worth mentioning of sorts? Some things that may be this shape and size?
Actually, yes. The
to feed you with a really
say,
great answer.
To say without
the group that Adam and I are in, the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Planning to record a new CD this year, which we will be selling on our website as well as out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. We have not begun production on that yet, but it is an exciting opportunity if you want any of our music. Otherwise, you can also go onto our website and buy any of the 3 CDs that we currently have there for sale. But this year we are producing, re-recording, doing some exciting things with a brand new CD this year, and we have a really awesome group to be recording with.
I know this is jumping the gun, but do you have? Are you expecting to have the CD done by next?
We expect, absolutely, definitely
by next season. You might say we're in pre-production, but things are moving along pretty well.
Yes, we are definitely in pre-production.
Cool. And then the website is
www.courtrevelers.com. Don't type the huzzah.
And listeners, if there are any songs that you maybe have heard out at RenFest that you'd like to request to be on the CD, please let us know on our Facebook
The Court Revelers
page. And it's very simple, The Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
And
and you can just like it on Facebook. We have recently added some new material that maybe you would be interested in looking at. Slash, we have many videos that Dan himself has recorded for us.
Yeah, I taped a shit ton of stuff.
Recorded almost an entire show or two of ours with which he posted, which was very nice of him.
Yeah,
on a phone, so forgive the audio.
It sounds pretty good.
You can get a basic idea.
Yeah.
Of what we're about.
Pretty good idea.
Right.
It's good.
So Adam, do you... Emily, you are on Twitter, so
of
you
course,
are...
Of course, DYESEM01 on Twitter.
Yes.
Just like Luther email.
The
yay!
First
yeah, I was going to say, it'd be really great to context that for viewers. Like, why didn't you just say Emily?
And actually, there is another Emily Dice spelled exactly the same way as mine. She got it first.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains
Biatch.
Another. There are actually quite a few Emily Dices, and it's very odd. There can be only one. It's got to be me.
There you go.
But you are the first DSM.
That's true.
DSM-01.
Yep. DSM.
I'm the only one they've had.
But Adam, what do you have to plug? That's
Ditto to the Court Revelers CD.
Awesome.
That's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about recording that.
Super
and
excited.
Being a part of that.
Do you need an electric guitar on that?
No, we're an all a cappella group.
Just make sure.
Can you play the lute?
Give me a couple weeks? Sure.
Okay.
Considering he's played for Mormons, I trust him.
We'll
everyone listen to the mic checks. You'll get it.
It's true.
We'll be in touch.
Sounds good.
On top of that,
where's my money?
Quiet! anything else that I can think of? Well, oh, in the same vein, bringing back the DVR thing, this is going to be a quick plug because I know that it's relevant for the Fox series that my brother-in-law has been working on, Terra Nova. If you have recorded a show on your DVR, the ratings for it doesn't count towards ratings unless you watch the commercials as well. So,
really,
if you fast forward through the commercials when you're watching your DVR, it doesn't count towards ratings. Keep that in mind.
Stupid.
So if you really like a show,
I did not know that.
Go up and get a beverage while the commercials are going. Let them play.
If you tape it,
it doesn't count.
And your television is on?
If your television's on, then I'd imagine that.
Yeah,
I leave my television on because now that we have this whole stupid box thing, it doesn't record correctly if we turn the TV off. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, in that case, you should be fine. But if you're using the DVR, watch the commercials too.
I've learned something new today.
Yeah. I actually learned that from Zach.
Me too.
So, yeah.
Well, I learned from
and
Zach,
he knows his stuff.
My and then,
awesome brother-in-law.
You're on Twitter.
I certainly am. It's my name, ADAMERDMANN. No space.
No space.
No underscore. Or anything like that.
Nada.
And Dan, what about you?
Yes, Dan, what about you?
First, I'm on Twitter, but I've been neglecting it recently,
yes,
so I might do a nice upsurge of at Dan L. Whelan, Whelan. In terms of stuff that's coming up that I can think of, the first thing that comes to mind is Young the Giant is coming to Minneapolis February 20th, the day after my birthday.
Oh, hell yeah.
So Emily and I are going for sure. I think they still have tickets left, Adam, if you want to join us. Because now they're when Emily and I saw Young the Giant, which they're definitely worth checking out.
So good.
We saw them on the 7th Street entry at First Ave, but now they're playing the main room, which is cool, so there's more room, so that's worth it.
Bye-bye.
So check that out. I think tickets were only...
The main room. So excited! I love Young the Giant!
Oh my god, I need to pee.
Hey, Dan Whalen back once more. Just to remind you, check us out online at bufferingpodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at @BufferPodcast, and you can also find us on iTunes if you search for Buffering, or if you search for my name, Adam's name, or the names of any of our current or previous guests. So make sure to check that out. You can also find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. And I think that's it for this week, so we will see you next week, and we will make sure to record it on a desktop this time. Thanks, and have a great week.